Good morning to His Royal Highness Don Scott, the mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. No Meghan Markle trailing you. You're not as famous as Prince Harry now, are you?
Clearly I'm not. No. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We are a day away from the last day of work and it officially being the holiday season, Don. What are your plans for the holidays?
You know, work never ends when you're the mayor, so I'll still be around the entire Christmas holidays. We're taking a short trip for my daughter's birthday, but otherwise we're right here in Fort McMurray, but we'll be doing lots of celebrating.
So I brought you in to kind of take a look back at 2017 and look ahead to 2018. We'll start with a look back. Short term for council in this portion of the calendar year, just about 2 months since you've been elected. But what are some of the highlights for you in your short 60-day period that you've had to work here?
Yeah, one of our main things was we initiated the move towards an economic development committee. So that's going to be bringing the shops and services that this region needs. So it was 8 years in the making, and it was the second council meeting that we initiated that. We also retained or signed a contract with our existing CAO, Annette Antoniak. So that's two significant moves. That's going to provide stability in the organization. We've also done a ton of lobbying. We went down to both Calgary and Edmonton and had a chance to meet with ministers. And my counselors, they're amazing people. They twist more arms as much as I did. So it was great. And I think the people in Edmonton now, the MLAs and the people who are in government are very aware of the needs of this region because of those efforts that we put in.
What are some of those needs that you've been pressing them on?
One of the first people we met with was Sandra Jansen. She's the Minister of Infrastructure. She had been put in that position about a week before our election. So we were both fairly new, and she's the first person we met with because she is going to be responsible for building the site at Willow Square, the continuing care center. So that was the first meeting we had. We wanted to make sure that that was front and center and that they were going to keep that on track, and we emphasized how important that was. And she confirmed that everything is a go on that and that everything is full steam ahead.
After 2 months of working together, I'm sure at this point you've kind of figured out your counselors a little bit. Are things going as smoothly as you would have hoped, better than, or perhaps not as good as you would have liked?
It's going perfectly. I've been describing this as a council of action. Every meeting we have, you know, there's really good questions asked. But mainly what I keep hearing over and over again is they want to see things get done in this region. So we just had a strategic planning session about a week and a half ago, and that went really well. We laid out the priorities and what we want to see done in the next 4 years. And we're going to be coming out with that, so I don't want to preempt that. We're going to be coming out with what that is in January. But it was really significant, and there's going to be a lot of change to, you know, significant parts of this region.
Looking ahead to the new year, I know you have budget meetings scheduled for mid-month. What are some of your goals for 2018? We'll start with the budget. What are you looking to see out of the budget?
Well, this will be the first budget that this council has seen in detail, so we're going to be going through it in pretty fine detail. We want to make sure that what is in the budget makes sense for this region. We're also facing a new reality, which is the Bill 21, Bill 8 situation, which kind of limits what we can do as far as taxation. So one of the goals that I think many of my council colleagues have is to create a really good relationship with industry, and they've emphasized that to me over and over and over again. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of challenges that we're going to be facing in this region because of the economy. We want to make sure that, you know, this Economic Development Committee attracts businesses. We want to make sure that we're an attractive place for business. We want to make sure that our tax rate makes sense. We want to have a good relationship with industry. And that's all tied to the budget. You know, we want to make sure that we have a budget that is getting things done so that people want to come and live in this region. That's one thing that I've been saying over and over again.
What are some of your goals on a broader stroke for next year? What would you like to see accomplished in the next 12 months?
I want to see the start of downtown revitalization. I mean, I don't think that'll take anybody by surprise that that's one of our core goals that we have over the next 4 years. So that process is going to begin. That's absolutely key. We're going to be discussing, obviously, a lot of things with industry. We want to make sure that we have a strong relationship with them, and I think that's already started. We're going to be making some announcements in January about how that process is going, so I don't want to preempt that again, but I'm feeling optimistic, and I really want to give residents a sense that this is really a place that is the best days are ahead. So I'm incredibly optimistic. You know, I've talked to both people in economists, I've talked to people in industry. I think this region is going to be incredibly strong going forward.
You talk about how you think the best time for Fort McMurray is coming ahead. That's kind of your view as a guy from the inside. What's the perspective from people that you're meeting who are outside of this region, either in Edmonton or at other levels of government or politics or experts?
People have us on the radar again, which I'm happy to see. We spent so much time lobbying in Edmonton that, I was happy to do that. I keep inviting them back up here. I want them to spend more time up in Fort McMurray and this entire region. You know, this is one of the biggest jurisdictions in Alberta as far as how large it is. So we want to make sure that those who are representing the region, whether it's the premier, whether it's ministers, whether it's MLAs, and we even took the step of when we were at meetings of inviting people from other jurisdictions who are mayors and councillors. We want as many people as possible to come here so that we're sending ambassadors away back to their own regions to talk about how great a place this is.
Any surprises for you in the first 2 months of this gig?
No, I went into this knowing there were a lot of challenges, and I would say that that expectations were met. I knew there was challenges, but that was fully expected.
I had a question. Now it's gone. What are you finding to be some of the big differences between your old role as an MLA and a minister in the provincial cabinet to now all of a sudden you're the figurehead for a municipality like Wood Buffalo?
Yeah, you're a lot more present in the region. When I was an MLA, I was traveling a fair amount. And when I was a minister, I was traveling even more. So being the mayor, you are here in the region. You know, I've done a lot of trips down to Anzac. I've done a fair amount of travel. One of the things our new council is doing is that we're actually holding council meetings in the various smaller rural areas. So we're going to be doing a council meeting in Fort McKay. You know, you're just a lot more present in the region. You know, you're the person at Safeway when people see their shopping, or you're the person at another store or restaurant. People will come up to you and start talking to you about their different issues. So you're very present and hearing from people firsthand about how they think it's going and what they think the challenges are.
So that means you're not too famous to go out and do your own grocery shopping yet.
I'll never be. I'll still be doing the dishes, doing the grocery shopping, and shoveling the driveway, just like everybody else.
Don, just ahead of the holiday season here, what are some of your hopes and wishes for the holiday season? And you mentioned that you'll be taking a quick trip, but any plans to really relax and kick up the feet a little bit?
You know, I'm going to sit at home and pick up a book. That's kind of what I do over the holidays, and that's something I've done historically. So I'm going to that's how I relax. And, I'll probably be getting some phone calls over the holidays and just making sure that everything's okay with the municipality. And if there's needs need to be attended to, then I'll be here to deal with it.
You want to give your cell phone number out for people to give you a shout over the holidays if they need anything?
My email is very well known, but it's mayor@rmwb.ca. Anybody who needs it, feel free to use it, even over the holidays.
And Don, we'll end with this. What's a holiday memory or tradition for you and your family?
When I was young, my parents and I, we always traveled to my grandparents' place, and I had about seven aunts and one uncle, and all the kids went there, and we had a giant feast. It was unbelievable. It was just went on for 2 or 3 hours, and there was lots of singing and a lot of fun. Those are the best memories I have, was at my grandfather's place in New Brunswick. It was in a rural area. He was a farmer, but everybody went there, and they ate until their heart's content. It was a lot of fun.
Favorite Christmas tune?
Oh, I like, I like some of the classics, like Snoopy, Snoopy's Christmas, lots like Jingle Bells, those kind of things. My kids have got me into the Jingle Bells mode right now, so we're doing a lot of Jingle Bells around the house.
Can't go wrong with that. Don Scott, thanks so much for coming in. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Yeah, Happy New Year to everyone as well.